Time for news and views this morning on WRDB and Magnum.media. Today, we welcome in State Senator Howard Markling. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Tom.
Kind of a strange feel. It doesn't feel like a Friday, does it?
It doesn't. I don't know what it feels like. No. It's just, I've just heard all kinds of, I guess, probably emotions from just a lot of people, recently. Concerns about people getting a little stir crazy. Sitting at home,
yeah.
Parents with school age children at home all day and trying to manage that situation, and it's a different situation, and there's fear, I guess, is probably the most common emotion that I hear about and from constituents. I've had a lot since Monday, the calls that I've gotten, just a lot of them from farmers, probably the most from farmers, of anybody, and, concerned about, some of it's rumors and all that about closing, milk plants closing, and do we, going to have to dump milk? And of course, farmers have had a tough slug here for the last 4 or 5 years anyway. And so, there's that. And then when I get a call from Equity Co-op and some of the auction barns around here, and, they're under the 10-person limit. And, of course, if that occurs, where are farmers going to take their calves and their bull calves and their cull cows? And, and these are things that I don't think that, when I've talked to the Secretary of Department of Agriculture, I don't know what they've considered a lot of these consequences, So, it's just, like I said, a lot of fear, a lot of unknowns, and hopefully this is short. I think that's that's the best possible outcome here, would be that most viruses cannot survive warm weather. And I've talked to the state, the head of the state UW Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, and even with animal, the hog disease they had a few years ago, that virus, and most viruses cannot survive in warm weather, and I'm sure hoping that that's the case with this coronavirus, because then this will be short lived, and it'll be painful, but we'll get through it.
A lot of unknowns still, I would imagine. It can't really make a contingency plan until you know what the contingencies are, I would think.
Yeah, and I know, we have legislators the last 2 days, and again today, we're going to be having, teleconferences with the agency heads about what's going on, what they're doing, and those are helpful, but there's a lot of unknowns. I think every day that goes by, though, I've heard a couple things yesterday that, again, about this virus. It appears that this virus appears to be acting like other viruses, and that warm weather, you can't survive in warm weather. So we're going to get more and more information. And I've talked to somebody who's got a daughter over in northern Italy. And so, she's kind of given us a front row picture of what a worst case scenario looks like. And we've learned, we're learning from the mistakes that the Italian health system has made. And I think we're learning, from that. There's a lot of, a lot of unknowns. And, it'd be... it appears that, the most vulnerable are older people and as well as people that have got compromised, immune systems.
Also vulnerable are small business owners. And I know some work that trying to get them through this and then get out in the other side.
Yeah. And, this morning I got a call early this morning from somebody, a small business, and they're just, they're just nervous as heck. And there's rumors going around that there's going to be a shutdown of all non-essential services. I got a message on my way here to the studio from a CPA saying, kind of heard the same rumor, that they want taxpayers to get their tax refunds, but they're, if they're shutting down CPA firms and, you know, as a non-essential business, then people aren't going to be able to get their tax returns done, you know? So, you're right. There's just a lot of uncertainty. And I know the federal government is really targeting a lot of the money to the individuals. But, you know, to kind of create hopefully the demand for services. But some of these businesses, we got to get them through the other side of the valley here, because, you know, it doesn't do any good to have money to spend if there's not a place to spend it on.
And going hand in hand with that, too, is unemployment benefits, employment help. You know, the restaurants are struggling, the grocery stores are looking for jobs, just trying to keep people employed. That would be a step one, I would think.
Yeah. And, you know, well, again, there's just this incredible displacement of people. You know, somebody that was working 50 hours last week in the hospitality industry, work around here, working in the Dells, you know, it's pretty big business around here. They're laid off today, you know, and I don't think anybody saw that coming. Most of the average person, you know, didn't see that coming. So, we need to get the unemployment, you know, benefits to those people. And then, you know, I've heard, you know, here, even locally, you know, that again, with the shift from hospitality, restaurants, you know, we're all buying in grocery stores now. So the demand for employees in grocery stores has gone up, you know, quite a bit. So I think especially if you've got younger people that are looking for, say, younger people, anybody younger than me, probably, there's jobs, I think, in some of the grocery stores looking for staff to maybe supplement some of their older staff.
Is that something that you've encountered here just in the last week, is people have say, I have heard this or I read this, and there's nothing really to substantiate, trying to shoot down these rumors that have gone tangentially off kilter.
I know. And that's, that's what we're trying to do. The calls I got today are, you know, it's all based on rumor. It's not based on, and they call me to know if I have any information or inside information, which I do not have at all. And so social media is okay. I'm not on it. So, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff out there that's pretty what I would consider both extremes, or, you know, just, you know, this is a government plot and whatever. And it's just, I just think there's, we need to, you know, base decisions on fact and on science and do the best we possibly can.
That ends the coronavirus portion of our interview. Howard, do you have any non-coronavirus information for us?
Well, you're a big sports fan, Tom, so I wanted to make sure that I shared with you, we passed the Milwaukee Bucks arena package, I think it was in 2015, and a lot of people asked me back then about, you know, why, you know, we did that and all that, and, you know, did that make any sense? And so, you know, I've been following that, of course, closely for the last several years, and I just got the new revenue numbers for 2019 on the Bucks arena. And keep in mind that up until recently, when there were games at the Bucks arena, whenever a player, NBA player, plays in Milwaukee, we tax the player's salary in the state of Wisconsin. So the NBA keeps track of this big spreadsheet, and then we get a check, the state of Wisconsin Department of Revenue, we get a check from the NBA for the taxes for all the NBA players that played in Wisconsin last year. So last year we collected almost $13 million in income taxes on players' salaries for 2019. We also collect a 50-cent per ticket surcharge. This was put on as part of the deal way back when. And so we collected almost $800,000 on that. So we, last year, 2019, we brought in almost $14 million of revenue for the state of Wisconsin taxpayers. Our obligation under this arrangement is that we pay $4 million per year for 20 years, okay? And so we paid out $4 million bucks. So you do the math, $14 million in, for going out. So we made almost $10 million last year for state taxpayers on the Bucks arena. So it was a good deal back in 2015. And because of the increase in the players' salaries, we get more income taxes every year and their salaries. It's even a better deal today. So I wanted to end
maybe not
on
today.
A positive note.
Maybe not today.
Yeah, maybe not today. But
generally,
yeah.
Right? We'll get there. Howard, thanks. Be well.
Thanks.
State Senator Howard Markline, our guest today. News and views on WRDB and Magnum.media.